Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. This episode of The Check-In is for the parents, or people who work for a company who want to better support their parents. Or maybe you want to be a parent someday and you'd like to know what great company culture is when it comes to working parents. We talk about all of that today with Dylan Berry, Director of Engineering and one of the co-founders of The Receptionist. Being a working parent is not easy, but when you find a company whose culture really embraces fun, as well as not just being an employee, but being a whole person who has priorities outside of work, and when a company takes care of you as a person and an employee, you can really do your best at both by eliminating as much stress as being a parent as possible. And let's face it, if you're a parent, you know, being one is hard. There's lots that goes on. Your kids are unpredictable. But when a work environment and a company culture really supports you so that they can eliminate as much stress as possible, meaning you can go to the doctor's appointments if needed. You can come in late if there's something going on during the day. And if you're having a baby, there's support there too. All of that is really important when it comes to having employees who are parents. So stick around for this episode of The Check-In as we dig into supporting parents and what that means for us and some ideas that you might want to consider, whether you're looking for a new company or you're running one. All right, today we are talking about something that I'm excited about as a parent. We like to talk about our kids. So before we get into that, Dylan Berry, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at The Receptionist.
Yeah, good morning, Sarah. Good to speak with you again. So I'm the Director of Engineering at The Receptionist. I've got two young boys similar to you. Oddly enough, both of them were born while being an employee at The Receptionist. So excited to talk about this topic because, definitely do love talking about the kids.
Yeah, I think all parents have that in common. Now, how old are your boys?
So I've got one that will be 3 in February and one that is 8 months here in a couple of days. So real, real young.
Oh, cute. Those are both fun ages. I have a 3-year-old who turned 3 in September, so a little over 3, and then an almost 6.5-year-old. So we're dealing with preschool and school right now. So, I mean, I think...
school, yeah,
fun. Yeah, yeah. All ages are fun, but they're fun for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's get into talking about kind of supporting parents at The Receptionist, because as a company, you know, we do a lot for the employees. And so it makes sense that we would support parents as well. So we're going to talk more about that. So, you know, companies may give parents time off, or parents may feel, you know, the struggle of finding the flexibility that they need. But taking time off as a parent is something that we sometimes, you know, we need, right? We have kids and things happen.
Yep, it most certainly does. And I think this kind of ties well into just our overall general company culture and kind of a remote first kind of approach to things is, you know, we are very, we respect our employees and we treat them like adults and we treat them how adults should be treated. So we want folks to feel free to, you know, kind of take time out of the day to go deal with family things or even personal things, just as long as, you know, you're also getting your work done and you're letting people know. So that definitely applies to parents. And yeah, parents definitely have more kind of, let me call them interruptions than some normal workers do, where you need to take an hour here to run the kid to a doctor's appointment or, you know, pick them up early from school or pick them up when they're sick. And, you know, we definitely want to be as supportive as possible in all of those various situations, because there's nothing worse than feeling like you're stressed about work because you're stressed about home life. You know, so if you can remove you feel stressed about the home life, it'll make you work better when you're present and working with the company too. So,
yeah. And I love that, you know, it's just treating people like adults and, you know, letting them do what they need to do both at home and at work. And it's so true that as a parent, you know, things come up like someone get sick or there's a doctor's appointment, but then there's also, you know, the holiday shows or the, you know, we have donuts with dad and muffin with moms and, you know, all these sort of events that you want to be there for, But for a traditional employee or a company that's not supportive of parents, those events can become really hard to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really can. And I've definitely been in situations where, either employees or coworkers were felt like they couldn't attend things, you know, and when I was kind of first starting my family and things like that, that was definitely one of those things that I was looking out for when interviewing for other companies is, you know, like, what is the policy around things like that? Because it is important to want to be a part of your family and their, you know, activities that are going on with their kids. And it's important that the company support people with that, because if not, like, if it feels like the employer is asking the employee to put the job ahead of family. And I think that's just the wrong order of operations entirely. And so I'm really glad that we can have that culture to say, you know what, family is important. And as long as you're giving us enough a notice, you know, of these things and keeping us apprised of things, like, we will work around your schedule as opposed to you feeling like you have to work around the company's schedule. Because both things are going to be here for a very long time. And if they're constantly butting heads, like, that's only going to cause frustration. So let's just minimize that as much as possible and work together.
Absolutely. And I love that. It feels like such a novel idea, but it shouldn't be. You know, and I think that companies may miss out on having great employees because they don't have those policies or practices in place that support parents, or, you know, without meaning to be, they're sort of very anti-flexibility, which, you know, you could find someone who's married to their work and doesn't have the family or is willing to put the family second, but that's not really the best for your company. And I think that, you know, sometimes people don't understand that.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I think it just depends on what culture you want in the company. You know, I mean, maybe there are certain companies who do want that kind of culture. We've just intentionally chosen that to not be the case.
You Absolutely.
Know? And we formalized it in conversations, you know, between every coworker, you know, when during the onboarding process, you know, we always like talk to people about their kids and find out, you know, like, well, how many kids do you have? And so talk about stories about that, you know, because getting them excited about wanting to share about their kids and us being excited about that shows like this partnership with parents that I think is really good and lasting, and helps build the relationship and build a strong culture that values family as much as it values the company itself.
Right. And I love that we have events, you know, that aren't just meetings for, you know, employees, but then there's events like going to baseball games and family members are invited. And those are great times to really see people in a different light and get to see their families. Now, you might not know this exact number or percentage, but how many people in the company have children? Do you know?
I think it's about half of people, maybe just a little under half. The ages range from, you know, people who, like Andy has kids that are in high school and college. And then another, Levita, she has a daughter in college. And then there's three of us that have kind of younger children who are kind of in the, you know, elementary / toddler range.
Yeah. And for anyone who hasn't...
It's close to half.
Yeah. And for anyone who hasn't listened before, Andy Alsop is our president, CEO, and founder. And Levita Taylor is the business manager here at The Receptionist. So yeah, it's so interesting, you know, the range of ages that you have and the different stages of life. So obviously there's no, you know, formal policies in place around leave, especially on the front end of when you have a baby that's born. And like you said, you've been with The Receptionist through two babies. So would you share a little bit about what sort of taking that time off was like for you?
Yeah. So let's see, when Reed was born, I had only been at the company for 3 months, 4 months, something like that. And so even, you know, going into the job, like, I was upfront with Andy and was like, here's, you know, kind of how I see that going. And then we just kind of duplicated that with the second one, Rory, that happened in May of last year. And basically that was, you know, I took 2 weeks off solid where, like, I wasn't working. Like, I'd, you know, check in occasionally and stuff like that. You know, being a company that was at the time with Reed, it was four people, you know, so it's kind of hard for me to just completely go dark for 2 weeks. But, you know, I would check in occasionally for those 2 weeks. So that was kind of like a vacation, you know. And then the, not that it was an actual vacation, but.
Yeah, the parents are all nodding.
For the first. it was the sleep deprived time.
Yes.
But then, you know, the first couple months was, you know, very flexible as well, where it would be, you know, because you have three or four different doctor's visits that happened in those first couple of months, you know, so there was constantly times where I need to, you know, go out or, you know, work from home more occasionally because I need to kind of help out with my wife and Reed and the newborn. And we did the same thing with Rory when he was born in May. So yeah, it was kind of like this, you know, 2 month period where there was enough time of me, you know, me checking in and being a part of the company to still keep moving things forward while feeling like I could be supportive with my family and make sure that, you know, that I got to experience being a dad for the first time and, you know, share that with my wife and be supportive for her be able to make sure that that all felt good and stable. Cause like, as you know, get a new one introduced into your life and it kind of throws things, your normal schedule and routine into an upheaval for a little bit. And it kind of takes some time to figure that out and balance it out and know what you can and can't do now as, with this new person in your life. So it was great to have that, you know, flexibility for those first couple months to kind of feel that out and get into the routine and not feel like, oh my God, I have to, you know, I definitely have to be on at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock and go till 5 or 6 or, you know, whatever the typical schedule is. You know, it was kind of more, hey, I got to take, you know, like an hour to go take a nap because we did not get any sleep. You know, I'm useless, you know, so let me take a nap. And I was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Totally. Definitely need to do that. So.
Yeah, I love that there's that ability to do that and really take care of yourself and your family so that you can be the best for both of those. Now, I'm curious, have there been any women who have had babies at the receptionist? I'm wondering what their time off looked like, if you know.
We have not had any women have kids while being employed at the receptionist yet. We've got a newly married couple, though, so I'm sure we'll get the chance to experience that here shortly.
All right. So what I'm kind of wondering and where I'm going with this is that typically women take off more time than men or feel like they want to take more time off, and right, wrong, or otherwise, that's often how it goes. You know, as women, we have a lot going on with kind of taking care of a baby, of healing, of getting things back together. And I think oftentimes the dads feel more pressure to get back to work for a number of reasons. But mm-hmm. what are your thoughts on, you know, sort of men versus women? And obviously that hasn't quite happened at the receptionist yet with having a woman take some time off. But so I think that'll be interesting to see how that actually goes.
Yeah, I think it will. But I'm really hopeful that we don't treat it that much differently.
Yeah.
I mean, like my first thought is with these companies that sort of only give people, you know, a couple of weeks off, you know, kind of treat men and women the same in that they only give them a couple of weeks of leave. And then they make the woman like dip into long-term family medical leave and reduce their pay by, you know, 65% or 75%, whatever the rules are. That has always felt very, very foreign to me. And so I hope when we have this opportunity, we take that opportunity to be a better example of what, you know, a healthy company that supports families looks like and does, and, you know, provide more time because it takes the mother a while to not only get into the schedule, but then, like you were mentioning, you know, getting healthy again, you know, getting her body back to normal and feeling like she can contribute to the company and things like that. And that, like, it's important for the company to be supportive of that person during that time as well. So yeah, even though we haven't experienced it yet, like, I think our goal as a company is to do as much as we can to help foster that and make it as, you know, natural of an experience as possible without saying, oh, well, you're going to have to be docked pay because you're not really contributing, or feel pressured to come back into work, you know, after 3 weeks, you know, when you really need 6 or 8, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a partnership with whoever that first person ends up being at the company to kind of figure out like what works best with them. But I think we're up to the challenge of being a good example, setting a good example for how that should be done in companies.
Absolutely. And I love that we're still small enough that can be done on an individual basis and really look at, you know, who is this person? What is their role? What do they need? What feels best? And sort of rather than having those very formal policies in place, like some larger companies have and need to have, this is a very sort of case-by-case basis, which I think is great.
Yep.
So we've already sort of touched on this, but why do you think it's so important to have this culture that really does support working parents?
I mean, I think it really just comes down to treating your employees, like I said before, as an adult and wanting to partner with them to make sure that their personal lives is supported in addition to their professional lives. Whenever you introduce stress or complexity or worry into someone's personal life through their professional life, you're inadvertently hurting your company. And instead of being a partner with that person and understanding that, you know, they have life things that they need to take care of, and the company will survive regardless of those life things. And it's in our best interest to be supportive of that person through those life things. And that's going to make our company better.
Absolutely. It touches on a really interesting point that, you know, I think sometimes some companies feel like, well, if you're a parent, you can't be a great employee because your focus is on your family. But there's so many of us who want to do really well at both and who love the work that we do and love who we get to work with. And so, you know, we want to be great for those companies. And when there's that support of being a parent, you know, you can do better at both, really, is, you know, what I've experienced and what I'm hearing you say too, is that when you've got that support of your company and your home life is taken care of and you don't feel that stress there, you really can show up for work in the best way possible.
Yeah, I think it goes back to our first value too, fun. You know, a ton of our fun that we have is talking about the experiences that we have as parents, or hearing, you know, funny things that happen. Mm-hmm. Or like you were talking about before, those activities with all of the families getting together and having a good time. You know, and so people aren't going to be having fun when they're worried about their home life. You know, that's just going to put a drain on them. And so I think putting a focus on supporting families allows people to have fun or feel like they can have more fun in their professional and personal lives by just eliminating the need to be a, you know, a top-down organization that only cares about results.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, we talk a lot about culture, not just in this episode, but in many episodes. It comes back to the culture of the company. And so this idea of, you know, doing your job well, but it's not just about being an employee, right? It's about being this whole person. And like you talked about in the beginning, kind of remote first, and how that really matches up well with being a parent. And in talking with Andy on, you know, this idea of working from home, it's like when he's there, you're there, right? You guys show up when Andy's around, but you really can do your job from anywhere. And if you're doing your job well, you don't have to be sitting in the office, which I think is so nice, because we don't need to be always sitting together to be doing really well. So I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at this, and we're going to link this article for everyone if you're interested, but there was a company in New Zealand that did a test run of a 4-day work week, which I think is such an interesting concept for parents and just employees who are not parents. So for anyone not familiar, one company in New Zealand basically wanted to see if you could do your job in 4 days as opposed to 5. And it turns out in this company's case, you absolutely could, and that people were more productive. So what do you think of a concept like this?
I actually really, really like it. And it reminds me a lot of another company here in the United States that does this every summer called Basecamp. They basically go to a 4-day work week every summer for 4 or 5 months. And I've also been in companies in the past where they've kind of had a similar thing. It's not quite 4-day work weeks. What they do is work 9 and then take an alternating Friday off. And both of those setups are very interesting to me. And I think it's really the more interesting part is that, like, the data suggests that people are able to still get the same amount of work done even though they're missing this day.
Yes.
And what the hypothesis, I think, is like, it's allowing people to have enough brain space to recharge, and it actually makes them more productive in the time that they're at work, and the time away from work allows them to recharge their batteries and fill up that tank so that they can expend more when they're actually there at the office doing work. So I think it's amazing that there was actually like a formal study around mm-hmm. this that found this out and, you know, kind of published it. And I think I'm going to have to take this one back to Andy and see what he thinks.
Yeah. And we should note that they didn't dock their pay. They weren't getting paid for 4 days. They were still getting their normal pay. But yeah, part of it was people were more productive. And they planned and they prepared and, you know, they thought about this. They didn't just say one day, okay, 4 days a week, we're here. They really, everyone thought about it. Some people actually didn't go to 4 days. They just shortened each of their days. You know, for example, if they were parents mm-hmm. and they wanted to be able to pick up every day of the week, you know, some people just, you know, did the 4 days. So there were lots of options for this, but essentially people were more productive. They got their work done. And I think you're right. It allows them to recharge, but also they knew, okay, I've only got 4 days this week. I've got to get my stuff done and then I'm out of here. So yeah, I think it's really interesting. And yeah, you can bring that up to Andy and we'll see what he says. That'll be interesting to hear what he, well, yeah, you're welcome. Sorry, Andy. Actually, you're welcome, Andy. You're welcome for that. So, you know, this has just been, I think, such a good conversation about parents and how important it is to support your working parents and everything that we do as a company to really, you know, make this a place where parents and all employees, but since we're talking about parents today, how we can really do our job well. So to wrap up, are there any other thoughts you could share about best practices for supporting working parents, you know, both based on your time here at The Receptionist or any other companies for anyone listening? Final thoughts on supporting working parents?
You know, I don't know that I have any other nuggets to add, but I would love to hear it if some of our listeners have things that they've experienced or ideas that they would love to try. If they could send those in to us, I'd love to hear about them because that's another way to like challenge us and get us to grow and try new things too, is like hearing from what has worked or hasn't worked for other people. So
awesome. That's great. So
feel free to reach out and send that over to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Drop a comment. Tweet to Andy, let us know. I love it. In one of the episodes, Andy said, you know, send me a tweet. I don't know if anyone did. We'll have to follow up on that and see if they did. Well, thank you so much, Dylan. This has been really helpful, I think, for everyone listening about the importance of family support. And one thing that came to mind for me too, is that, you know, if you are looking for a new company to work with and you're either you're a parent or you're thinking down the line of starting a family, these are great questions to be asking during the hiring process and just get a feel for the culture. Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes people shy away from talking about being a member of a family or wanting to grow their family. And I personally feel like that's the wrong approach to take, because otherwise you could find yourself in a company who doesn't value that and who has a culture that doesn't support working parents. So, you know, don't be afraid to bring that up in a hiring process and find out the stance and what the formal and informal policies are, or the culture around being a family member and employee. Because I think it'll tell you a lot about your future work environment and if that's a place that feels like a right fit for you. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dylan. This has been great.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.